Usually, when this thing rolls around, I am tuned out. It's, you know, getting ready for football. You have baseball on TV, but who cares about summer league? But then the last couple of years, for some reason, I'll just take a gander at what's happening. And I was especially interested last year because it was Dennis Smith Jr.'s welcome to the NBA and the summer league. And because the Mavericks had that high of a pick for the first time in a long time, you are interested to see how he's going to, his first action as a professional. And he was really good last year in summer league, you know, ups and downs, as everyone in the summer league will. And now I'm very interested because the Las Vegas summer league is getting down tonight. And that's where the Mavericks are. They have a couple of, I didn't even realize they had different venues. I thought it was all in Las Vegas.
No, it's a Utah one too, right?
Yeah, Utah and Sacramento. And did you see the crowds for the Sacramento Summer League?
You know, that was pointed out to me. And those things, maybe it's just my faulty memory, but don't I remember Summer League crowds just a few years ago being, I mean, there weren't even mothers and lovers in the arena.
Man, you could hear the squeaks of the shoes.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on. It looked like they were playing ticket basketball.
I've seen them played in gyms that don't even have seating. It's like the Mavericks practice facility.
Right, right. It looked like ticket basketball.
Yeah.
Like if you wanted to come out and watch all us dodos run up and down the court, that's what it looked like. But boy, in Sacramento, man, the crowds were incredible.
And, well, they're seeing better basketball than the Kings play.
Hey, yo, that's what I'm talking about. And now with the league, you see the young guys really taking off a little bit, and now franchises are more and more handing the keys over to young guys to say, hey, we drafted you this high, man. We need you. We're going to put you right in, and you can see their first action, see how they're going to adjust and adapt. You start checking out the summer league, and I am very interested to see DSJ. Don't know how many games he's going to play in the summer league. I was surprised that he's going to play again this year.
Colton was too, and it.
Yeah, it surprised me a little
doesn't
bit.
Doesn't he have a lot of learning left to do, though?
Sure, he does. But with him playing in it last year and playing all those minutes last year, I thought, boy, you know, he'd just sit back and wait for training camp or whatever, you know, they have going on. But, boy, he's going to go in there, and I feel that he should go in there and start lighting people up. In the summer leagues, if you have a second-year guy playing in a summer league, and especially one that you're going to – that we all feel that's a franchise player, man, I'm expecting that dude to go out and just start killing him.
You know why I think you're so interested? Because you got hope again. Honestly, you got hope again.
Right.
Going into last year, Maverick fans were looking at a murky future. They didn't know what it looked like. They didn't know who it looked like. They didn't know whether this guy was going to be another, what was the best running big man in the world? Chris Anstey. They didn't know.
And you know, you always felt like the Mavericks did bits in the draft. So you felt that those guys that they drafted would have zero significance on the team that coming up year.
I hate to say it, but I thought they did a bit again this year in the draft, trading 54 for 56 and 60 so they could draft the Antetokounmpo who wouldn't get away. You know, but anyway, we're getting to see some players there. We're getting to see I am a staunch believer that somewhere in this league, Motley has a future. As maybe it's nothing more than a ninth or tenth man, but as a future, we're going to get to see Jalen Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to see an Australian named Mitch Creek. And the Mavericks, now, likely these people aren't even going to be around for camp, but we're going to get to see some kids, and you're going to get to see some kids on other teams. The game against Phoenix is being televised tonight, and we're going to get to see DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, the number one picker overall, and now you'll start seeing some names where if the Mavericks would have stayed at five and didn't have an opportunity to move up and get Doncic, then you'll see what those other guys are about. Jaren Jackson Jr., His first game, his first summer league game, he hit 8 3-pointers. Now, he struggled in the last one, but that's what rookies are going to do. And then you'll see Atlanta and people who maybe are upset that they didn't get Doncic. They got a number one pick, but that's so in the future. You don't worry about that. You worry about now. And they really wanted Trae Young, and you can see his struggles.
Did you hear the fans were taunting Young last night when he got the ball? They were chanting Luka.
Luka.
No.
They were.
Yeah, he struggled his summer league games, and plus he got into a little tussle with Grayson Allen last night that was
Grayson Allen got in a tussle with someone?
Shocking.
No,
shocking.
Did
you see the play, Norm?
No.
All right. I think I have it right here.
Grayson Allen got in a tussle with someone.
While you're looking that up, I have to ask you, Donnie, is your excitement for the whole summer league, or is it just Luka and the Mavericks' potential?
It's mainly Maverick-related because I'm such a homer.
Yeah.
But with all the hype that some of these guys are getting coming out of school now, and this last year's draft was loaded with guards.
Mm-hmm.
This year's draft loaded with big men.
Right.
Just those names that are coming out that I'm interested to see. I may not sit back and watch a whole entire game of those guys doing their thing, but okay, Jaren Jackson Jr. Man, I was thinking that I would have loved to seen the Mavericks get that guy if they didn't move up to get Doncic. Let's see what he's all about.
Well, last night, for the first time in my life, I set the DVR to record a summer league game. I never would have cared enough to set the DVR, but I'm doing it just simply on the off chance, and I know it's a small chance, that they actually use Doncic in the game tonight. But I think just along the lines of what you're talking about, the last couple of years, the Mavericks really were in on or had a possibility of getting a lot of these different guys. And it's fun to look at what could have been. Did the Mavericks make the right move? So I have a lot more interest in other guys around the league than I typically do with the Mavericks, because the Mavericks never were in on a lot of these top draft picks up until the last 2 years. So it makes it more intriguing.